the Department of the Interior getting some recognition for accountability reporting. It's a really key part of looking at your agency's past so you can strategize for the future. Pam Hayes is the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Budget, Finance, Performance, and Acquisition at the Interior Department, and she is here to talk about some of the successes that Interior is having and how they're doing it. And Pam, you are also the winner of the longest business card of the day, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
It's great to have you on the program this afternoon. Talk about the importance of accountability reporting and what doing well on a par and having the par done right each year means at the agency.
For a federal agency, having a good financial report and being able to communicate our mission and be transparent about the use of resources, funding resources, and how we manage them is really critical. It's critical to show sound management, transparency to the public, and it's just a huge source of pride to the community and the department that works on this information and makes it available.
This is the 11th year that AGA has recognized the way that you do your reporting. Talk about the benefits that you get and when it comes to strategic planning from knowing exactly where everything's going and knowing that everything's accounted for correctly.
Our annual financial report that we do at the end of the year gives us insight into how we allocated, how we used resources, funding that's used to pay for our people out in the field, contracts, equipment, contracts, and allows us then to plan forward and look forward to how to use those resources better the next year and deploy them. And it gives us a feel for the performance and what we were able to achieve with those resources.
This is an ongoing thing. This is not something that you just decide at some point in time, well, we got to get this year's ready. But talk about the mechanism each year that you put in place. Do you approach it the same way every year, or does this process evolve where you have to consider things that you maybe didn't before?
It does truly evolve. I mean, the timing of the process and the requirements of the process are pretty standard. Several years ago, the requirements changed, and rather than having several months to put together our financial audit and our financial statements in this very significant report, the timing was reduced, and we now have to produce it within 45 days of the end of the fiscal year. So it's a pretty robust process, but we spend most of the year preparing for it, working with our independent auditors and our reporting entities to put together all of the data. But annually it changes in terms of the issues that arise. For example, this year one of the very big things we reported on, looking back at 2010, was what we spent and how we allocated resources to respond to the oil spill in the Gulf.
My neurons, a couple of them, just connected, and when you said fiscal year, so close to talking about money and accounting, does the continuing resolution deal that we've been involved with the last couple of years impact how you produce this at all? Does it make it harder for you to do it?
I think any federal agency will tell you operating under a continuing resolution, a series of them, and for such a long part of the fiscal year really puts a strain on the whole organization. It delays people's ability to make decisions about obligating funds for contracts, hiring, deploying, and we have a very big component that does field work. We have a lot of seasonals in the parks, and all of those decisions get delayed or get disrupted. So it causes a strain for the whole organization. In the financial community, which is the people that produce the annual financial report, it has those same impacts, yes.
I think we focus a lot on the contracting end of the impact when it comes to the CRs and don't think about the everyday operations, the things that you and your colleagues at other agencies have to do on an ongoing basis and sometimes either can't or can't do completely or can't do as well as you would like because you're kind of in that same limbo that everybody else is in.
That's right. It's a very big challenge. I mean, we're out there trying to acquire land, construct buildings, maintain buildings, buy fish food for fish hatcheries, and all of those decisions are delayed or disrupted. We're not sure how much money we're going to have. And then when we do get the continuing resolution enacted, it's so late in the fiscal year, it puts a very big strain on the acquisition workforce to get the money obligated. And then, of course, there's a lot of a lot of pressure to get the money effectively obligated in a very short window.
You've talked about some of the unique challenges that you have at your agency. What are some of the things that you're doing when it comes to preparing your PAR that you think would be applicable at other agencies? If you're sitting across the table from a counterpart in another agency and they're saying, this is just whipping me, I'm not, AGA wouldn't recognize me for 1 year, let alone 11, like Interior, where would you tell them to kind of get back on track?
Well, I think I would start by saying we're really fortunate. We have a really great, committed community of financial and management people who stay with the department and our bureaus, the National Park Service, Fish and Wildlife Service, because they're so committed to our mission. We have such a wonderful mission. Secondly, we during the, you know, beginning in May, we meet weekly with our independent auditors and the Office of Inspector General, work very closely with our Inspector General. Our Acting Inspector General, Mary Kendall, is just really great to work with, and we're able to work through a lot of the issues and communicate things in a really clear way. And we elevate issues as soon as we know about them and try to come to resolution. So it's just sort of being on top of things constantly. And then we worked really hard this past year, which I think is partly why we got the award, to improve the depiction of the information, charts, graphs, more common language that's easier to understand.
There's a lot more I'd like to cover with you, but I appreciate your time this afternoon. We're out of it, unfortunately. Pam, thanks for being on to talk to me, and congratulations on this recognition from AGA again.
Thank you so much.
Pam Hayes is the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Budget, Finance, Performance, and Acquisition at the Interior Department. You can hear my conversation with her at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. And we've talked to other folks this week who have been recognized by the Association of Government Accountants on performance accountability reporting, and you can hear all of those at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.